Measles is escalating in terms of severity and in terms of infections throughout the entire United States. Measles is one of the most infective viruses known to man, and one person can infect 12 to 18 people. Contrast that, one person with the flu can infect up to 3 people, and so measles can infect almost 4 times as many people as the flu.
This virus is very hardy and can be in tiny droplets in the atmosphere. The measles virus can linger in the atmosphere, sometimes for a couple of hours or more, even after someone's left the room. So each place that individual went, you had to worry that he or she left a trail of virus in the atmospheres.
The measles virus, being one of the most infective viruses that we know about, can infect both those who are vaccinated and those who are unvaccinated. And the way I'll describe it is, think of the measles virus as an enemy firing arrows at you. And the vaccine, if you have it, is a shield in front of you. If you're protected and you have that vaccine, you have a shield in front of you. And if something were to get past that shield, it may infect you, but it's less severe. And so individuals who are present who have measles vaccine can still be infected. However, just like the flu, their symptoms and their duration of illness is much less.
20% of kids are hospitalized. 1 in 5 kids who get measles are hospitalized. 1 in 20 children who contract measles get pneumonia, which is the most common cause of death. And 1 out of 10 can get measles ear infection with permanent hearing loss.
Vaccines are the number one thing we can do as a proactive nature and a proactive measure to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities. So the onus is really on us as physicians and healthcare clinicians to have good, honest conversations with our families and our parents, discussing all of the positive things with vaccines, hearing them, understanding their concerns, but still providing that proactive nature